Welcome back to the Air Brand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 3 of So What We Doing? And like many times before, I like to ask the question, are you living your best life for you? And I would say, again, that I'm living in the best that I can to the maximum efficiency that I possibly can, because I guess everything happens for a reason. Your journey is going to have bumps in the road, and you have to overcome them. But I want to jump right into this episode. This episode is about listening. Some of you might notice is a little trend with the naming of the titles. In the beginning, I didn't plan this, but now that I noticed the pattern, I will try to continue it. But this episode is about listening. I thought long and hard about this, and it might give you a different perspective on listening. So, me as an artist, I always pay attention to detail and different things. But even before I became an artist, I always did. Like my surroundings with people, which I'm always reading people and reading different scenarios when it comes to life. But the main thing I want to talk about, you have to listen to how people talk about you. You do. You have to listen to how people talk about you and how they word it. Because you have to see how they view you and I guess how they carry your character when they're discussing it with by themselves or with you. How they view you through their own eyes. Like I said, people, they knew you, but they don't know you. People can continue and will constantly compare you to your old self and think, oh yeah, this is him. He used to doing this. Oh, he used to react like this. So that has them just trapped in a particular time and space, just not adjusting and not moving forward with life because they're stuck on the old factors of what made you at that particular time. So they're not willing to adjust. And those type of people you have to leave behind, because whatever journey that you're on, these certain particular people are probably not a part of the final result. They're probably a little part of the process. But one thing, like, I really thought about, you have to, like, of course you have to pay attention to detail. You have to pay attention to people's intentions. So then you have to have intention on intention. Or no, you have to have attention on intention. Try to say that 5 times fast. But yes, pay close attention to people's intentions on you, on your life. Because people can, what is it? They're trying to help you, but they have secret agendas or their intention is not really good. You can have good intentions and wanting to help people and wanting what's best for somebody, but sometimes it's not always good. People, they want what they want, and they already have that planned out in their mind of how they're going to do it and when they're going to do it. So, of course, you have to be cautious of your surroundings, but you have to be cautious of people. There's not always good people out here. And sometimes you might get into a rut yourself and then you be start coming that bad person. But let's not try to get into that diaspora, because that shouldn't be a factor in your life. You want to walk forward and prosper, not hold people down and not hold yourself down. Because these are people that's trying to hold you back. So you have to listen to yourself, because your intentions have to be good as well. Listen to how you talk about yourself. Listen to how you uplift yourself. Because some people talk down on themselves constantly, so they're not used to, positive things being said to them or them saying to themselves. Because it's not hard it's probably hard for some people, but it's not hard to look yourself in the mirror and say daily affirmations that uplift yourself. Like, I'm gonna keep bringing up, there's a woman, she was on my podcast before, Amber Jones. She's the creator of the Dear Great Black Men platform. And it's really affirmations about looking yourself in the mirror and telling you how great you are and how you can prosper. And all these good qualities about yourself. And who says you can't do that without that? I'm pretty sure everybody knows the affirmations that they can say. Like, develop a daily mantra if you have to, like, to keep yourself going. So it's a part of listening. So you hear that, you get in the routine of hearing that. So that gets you out of listening to the negative thoughts in your head and negative thoughts that people portray onto you. You can be doing everything right in the world, but there's always going to be that one person that wants to just, be a Debbie Downer or just talk bad about you just because you're doing something positive. So they have to be the negative against you. No matter what it is, you can barely be doing anything. It's like an ick to them, or constantly tick, that just drives them to be like, oh yeah, nope, I don't care what they're doing, I'm going to say this. I'm going to portray them as that. And one thing I dislike entirely is when people place judgment on your character and they don't even know you. They just assume. So it's like, okay, this is who this person is. Or they hear from somebody else. Like, oh yeah. Blase, blase, blase. This person is that. And so they don't even get to see what you amount to. And that's a big factor, because people can easily fall for things like that and just allow people to steer their judgment to the latter. So I would like for there to be more positive people in the world that they're doing more listening than just talking. Because if you actually hear the things you're saying about people, or just the lies that you're just spewing out, look at the type of impact that could have on somebody's life or the next person. There should be more good in the world with countless different things, ideas, and topics. But you have to choose to be the light. And people have to choose to listen to you or choose to listen to whatever they will please, because you may think you're saying the right things, but to another person, you couldn't be. You're like, nah, that's not right. That doesn't sound right to me. It's just, everybody's raised differently. Everybody's walking a different path, of course. But you have to look at what music you're listening to, what audiobooks you're listening to, what podcasts you're listening to, what motivational speakers, what pastors, what mentors, what friends you're listening to, because that has an effect on your life. Whatever you put in is whatever you're going to put out. You have to have good intention when you're listening, because that's a lot of the information is being stored. You have to have good intent when you're soaking these things up, because the more positive things you soak up, the more positive things you'll pour out. Because there's not that much of people pouring into other people's lives. They're all about themselves or what can this person do for me, really, and helping them get to where they are. So they're like, oh, yeah. Instead of me overcoming a hill or a mountain, I'm going to use this person as a hill, like my stepping stone to get to here. And that's not part of the process. You have bad intentions. And you have to have attention. You got to be attentive to people's intentions. You have to, because this is your life. Because how are you going to live your best life if you're listening to the wrong things? You're putting the wrong things into your body. That's with food, too, because it could be people like a wellness person in your life, or wellness guru, whatever you want to call it. You could be putting the wrong things in your body. Some people love fast food more than others. Sometimes it's easy to watch what you eat. Sometimes it's hard. And some people be balling on a budget. But it should be different ways. For us to go about those things. Because, like Elena Brown said, you making us pay for water? You making us pay for apples? You making us pay for grapes? But he does have a point. Certain, like, things like that. I wouldn't say they should be free, but it's crazy that, like, a bottle of water will cost more. Like, the healthier things will cost more than the things that are unhealthy for you. And that has, of course, it has to be like an agenda. So you have to pay attention again to people's intentions. Because this is this intent on your life. Like, you got to watch what you listen to, because the news could lead you astray as well. So there's different values and things. You just have to watch and take account to what you do, what you listen to. Of course, what you watch. You got to hold yourself accountable and hold other people around you accountable. You can't have people in their life that doesn't have good intentions for you. And you also have to have good intentions for them, because then what's the point of being friends with somebody or anything of the sorts? But that's just an uphill battle, because some people feel like their journey is to cause chaos in other people's lives and just to bring them down to life, or for them to try to humble themselves, even though, like, everybody's humbled in a different way, even though they decide to see it or not. But you can't go through life just trying to bring people down. Because, like, of course, you reap what you sow. So you have bad intentions. Intent. You have bad intent to do harm, then more harm is going to come to you, more bad. But if you have good intent, more good will come to you in your life. So it's helping you improve your life so you can live the best life for you. So then you know what you're really doing. Because I know we have new people listening, because, like, why did he always ask, so what are we doing? Because this podcast is about life. It's like really a life relationship with yourself and your journey. And you can compare and contrast with others, but not in a way it was like, oh, yeah, my life is better than theirs. No. It's here to motivate you, give examples, give different outlooks and point of view from other people's lives. Because even, say, life relationship, because in a relationship you get to a point where you say, where the people ask, so what are we doing? So that's where that came from for the new listeners, because we talked about this in season one. And when you think about that, of course, listen to it. It's like, oh, that's actually a good question. You have to know what you're doing. A lot of us don't. When it comes to life, a lot of us don't know what we're doing. We're just going and giving it our best. And some of us are just getting by. Some of us, according to, like, materialistic things, they probably feel like they are living the best life for them. But, and some people, well, non-materialistic things, they feel like they're living the best life for them as well. So, and we can't. You have to have good intentions if you look into somebody else's life and you want to compare. Some of those things should motivate you to do more good and sow more into your life as well. You sow into others, but you definitely should sow into your life also. Because if you constantly are not doing something with your life, like, you're going to keep asking, so what am I doing? Like, am I doing the things that I need to do where I can say, yeah, I definitely was living my best life for me. And I wanted the people around me to succeed, no matter the outcome, no matter if they did better than me, successful or not, you have the choice on what your success should be and what it should look like. Nobody else can make that call but you. Like, of course, it's going to get difficult at times. You can't allow people that doesn't have good intentions for you to win. You're allowing these negative people to win. And then you're not living the best life for you.
then your journey in this thing we call life is just to fail. And everybody wants to succeed. We all do. There's nobody that can really say, no, I don't want to succeed. No, you want the type of success, some type of legacy before you leave this earth. People can look on and go, oh yeah, he did this. But again, those don't have to be materialistic things. It could be like, oh yeah, you know, that guy, he was this and that, like positive things, of course. Like, and of course, it's like a big thing. If a lot of people show up on that day that you do pass, a lot of people show up. And then just talk well about you, or talk positive about you. They had good intentions from the beginning for you. And they wanted you to succeed. Because there's people cheering you on, you don't even know it. You don't even know it. You might not even know these people too well. People listen to the podcast like, man, I hope it becomes a show. Like, I feel like this podcast, we could be. And I have something good here. I have something great here. And I'm glad people are listening and new people are listening. But of course you have to toot your own horn, or you, like I was saying, you have to have good intentions for yourself. So you speak highly of yourself. It's not, people misconstrue, or yeah, they misconstrue confidence with cocky. I don't think it's a problem with you uplifting yourself and how you carry yourself. See, people, they don't have good intentions for themselves, so they're carrying themselves the wrong way. So when they see somebody carrying themselves in a positive manner, they don't know how to react. So it looks bad to them because they don't know what they look like. They have gone through their lives not uplifting themselves because they didn't have good intentions for their life. It really always starts with you. You just listen. Listen to the people around you. Like, if you have to, like, call these people up. Like, hey, even though it might be a wake-up call for some people, because some people, but make sure you call the right people, because don't call somebody that's living in the past. They feel like they think they know you, but they only knew you. And have them give their perspective on you as a person, as a human being. It'll speak volumes of who you are right then and now. Because you always got to give people their flowers. Just don't allow the people to throw stones. If they're just trying to be negative, there's no point in having that conversation. And you can also return the favor and speak highly of them. Like, yeah, this is like, there's no point in bashing anybody and trying to bring people down when they already probably got their head in the sand already. Bring people more up, just like you water a plant. You know how a plant bends over, it seems like a guy's head down, and it gets that good fresh water and then sunlight. And it just sprouts back up. Lift up somebody like that today. And don't forget to ask yourself, do you know who you are? This has been the Airbrain Podcast. Thank you for listening. Make sure you have good intentions with everything you do. And it will come back tenfold. All right. Stay blessed.